We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Happy Wednesday morning, sports fans. Good morning, brother man. I'm Bart Winkler. Good to be with you. It's the Bart Winkler Show. Hey, you know what I haven't asked you for in a while is to like and subscribe. Tell your friends. Go to bartwinklershow.com. It's in a weird position, man. I do watch some of these. Like, I'm not the only one trying to have a radio career off the radio. Although, again, I am on the radio, writer than you, this week. I think a little bit next week, and more CBS shifts to come. So everyone that wants to clown me and say, do you have a show? Well, I do. And thank you. But you got to listen. But there's a lot of us, like, a lot of us do this, and we need people to listen. And we can't just do it as a hobby. We need people to listen. So I must beg of you to like and subscribe and to do all that stuff. So I do thank you for doing that. And again, one thing, I'm getting sappy here, but I feel like there's a lot of you I've been starting to meet. I've always felt that way, but it's nice to like meet people. I met someone the other day at the Brewer game that said hi. And so that was nice. Nice to meet people. Cause ultimately I feel like we're all in this together, man. We're all Milwaukee. We're all Wisconsin. We've got some affiliation towards it. Rest of the world likes to crap on us. You know what? We have flyovers over a dome stadium. That's just what we do here. We whip out our weenie and pee all over the concourse. It's just us having a good time. So we're all in this together, and I appreciate you immensely. Want to play a couple of voicemails? Our Carl's Place voicemail line, 402-915-BART. You can call it at any time. And you can leave a voicemail about anything that you want. And for the most part, I will play it. That's another great way to interact. Love to do the live shows. You'll hear the Brewers and Bucks kind of mashed up post game a little bit later on this show. But let's hear some of the voicemails. Carl's Place, of course. Carl of ET.com/Bart. You can also see that BartWinklerShow.com. Check them out. They've got golf simulators. We're going to be getting that golf itch with the Masters around the corner. Also, there was something else I was going to say. Oh yeah. Nice weather. And so why not practice? Like, you can go drive 30 minutes to your closest range and pay $8 for 8 balls, or you could just get a golf simulator, get those tax returns ready and go to Carl's Place. Again, carlofet.com/Bart. Let's hear from John and Franklin. A few things to say. John and Franklin, always good to chat with John.
Good morning, John and Franklin. A couple sports thoughts here. First of all, congratulations to UConn. Although I was pulling for SDSU after they knocked out the win at all costs, immoral decisions of the Alabama basketball squad, as talented as they may have been. So I was railing them. Didn't happen. UConn was a convincing winner and handled their business throughout the tournament. Early, I got kudos to you. That was a hell of a run, historic run, quite frankly. And to think Marquette actually knocked this team out of the Big East tournament, hard to believe. Big things to come for the Big East, obviously, in years to come. The Brewers, interesting how my opinions have evolved in a short period of time by the play of our young, budding stars. I got to let go of my anger at the upper management and ownership of the Brewers with their inexplicable decisions late last year. These kids are exciting to watch. And I know it's a short period of time, but I don't think it's going away. It looks to me like these kids are for real. And, you know, I love to see a team that when the other team scores, they don't go four or five innings without scoring. They score one back. You know what that's telling the opposition? We're not going away. I don't care about empty home run stats. I care about a team that gets hit. It's when it matters, okay? That's the deal. It isn't just filling up the stat sheet. It's when you get your hits. And Freddy Peralta, fastball Freddy, dealing. I went to a lot of opening days. I did not go to this one. I regret that decision. I'm out.
All right, yeah. Well, you could have gone for just 3 hours and went home. I regret that maybe more. All right, here is Spark Guy.
Spark Guy here, just calling in with a baseball observation and then probably dovetailing into to basketball. Baseball, first few days here, never have I been as excited as I am for these new rules. I was very skeptical. I think I would have to go through my tweets. I probably would say I was even dismissive. It's not in opposition to the new rules. Manfred's new rules have been wonderful. Watching games, I just had a game on yesterday, and you know, two outs in like a minute and a half, and balls in play. And yeah, it's I have not come across something that has been as successful as this. So I think you felt the same way. I don't know if you totally, but this is awesome. Maybe you think about basketball though. The complaints about regular season have reached an all time peak. I know that the NBA is looking into this. I think it just leads to a little rank speculation, but that's what the show's for, and I'd like your thoughts on it. I think the NBA does something drastic. I think they floated around the midseason tournament or everything else, and I've always in the past, before the baseball concept kind of crossed my mind, just thought it was quite toothless, and how are they going to make that matter? I think be ready for something drastic. I'd be curious to see if this actually, considering they now have the play-in games for the NBA, is there a way, and maybe you can comment on this, your soccer, I don't know soccer, but does soccer have stuff like this where maybe this would determine a playoff berth? Maybe this would even determine who the opposition is in the NBA Finals. Can you imagine that? You play all the playoffs, and at the end you play the tournament winner because that's how important they make it. But I feel like there's going to be something coming out in the next 3 to 4 months. I'm open to some pretty broad ideas of even making an NBA in-season tournament with a cool name and trophy also mean you get a spot in the semis or the finals. We'll see. But your thoughts, and that's where my mind goes. The ball's all good. Bye.
Well, yeah, with that NBA in-season tournament, if they're going to do one, right now the prize is just going to be $500,000 per player per winner, and I think fans need something more to root for. I'm not getting into this tournament just so that I can root for my favorite team to have $500,000 more. I mean, do like, hey, if the tournament happens and you're a winner, the fans get a free night. Like, give us money. Get us into it or something. And the trophy's not going to mean as much. You know, they'll still have a trophy, but there's no reason to get into it. Now, what they want to do is have some of the games be regular season games that also serve as tournament games. MLS did that the COVID year when they had MLS's back. The tournament, there were games on it like 8 in the morning and then 10 o'clock at night. It was really weird, but it was sports. And they also did the bubble in Disney. They ended up having a tournament, and my Portland Timbers won it, but there was nothing, they didn't get anything out of it. They did get wins from their round robin games, and the rest were just kind of a tournament. That would happen in the NBA too. But if they're only going to add one possible game to the 82 being the championship game, that means they're going to schedule a bunch of games. On the schedule, it would say Bucks Pacers. This is also a tournament game. And then there's going to have to be a gap in December because they want to do it November and December, where there would not be any scheduled games yet because you don't know what the playoffs are going to be. It's going to be really weird. As far as rewarding them with something, I don't know what you would do. You would reward a team for how they played in November and December for a tournament that's coming up in April after there's trades and all this kind of stuff, unless you extended the tournament. Maybe you say you're guaranteed to not be in the play-in if you, like, you know, make the playoffs or something. I don't know. I don't like putting them into the playoffs. I think is a wrong move. I don't know. I think what Adam Silver's trying to do is copy the tournaments that he sees in Europe with soccer, where there's a bunch of different tournaments, but there's tournaments for a reason. There's a tournament where you take the teams in each country in Europe and play. That is cool. Makes sense. The Champions League. There's a tournament where there's five or six different levels of European soccer and they play each other. We have that here. I'll be at Madison on Tuesday night next week against Chicago House, Forward Madison, Chicago House, part of the U.S. Open Cup. If you go far enough, Forward Madison played Minnesota in a game in the U.S. Open Cup, the Minnesota MLS team. Very cool. But you can't do that in the NBA. You could do it with the G League teams, I guess, but they're like run by the NBA teams. So he sees something someone else does. He thinks it's a cool idea. They don't have the capabilities to pull it off. So what we're going to get is going to be stupid. That's my answer to that. Happy Place Hemp. God, I have to do a segue here. I can't just start talking Happy Place Hemp. I have to do a segue because I'm a radio guy. Happy Place Hemp. They're not stupid. Might make you feel stupid. Hey, you want to talk about a tournament? How about I'd match the THCOs against the CBDNs. We're all winners. No, but the gummies are good. So I use them primarily, I guess, let's see. Let's look back and see how I use them the most. The purple gummies I use the most. Those are the nighttime ones, the CBD, the CBN. I use those the most because they help me sleep. I use maybe the Delta 8s and Delta 9s. You know, Barty don't want to, Barty, you don't want to drink too much, but he still wants to be able to go to bed and get away from the world for a minute or two. So I ate one of those. The mango-free ones, or the THC-free ones, they're mango. That's a nice sort of one to help you kind of focus as the day goes on. Don't sleep on those. And then also, of course, me and Tim's full body rub downs to celebrate a week every Friday with the CBD oil, or at least the neck massage. You should check it out sometime. CBD, CBN, THC, all the good stuff you need. There's gummies, there's lotions, there's creams. Check them out, happyplacehemp.com. The promo code's BART, 25% off every order with that code, every order. I think a lot of you guys have used it to try some different things, see what works for you, see what you like, and then you make another order. You still get to use the code, so you don't have to rush and buy everything at once, but when you are ready to buy what you like, use the code again. It's there every time. Promo code's BART, 25% off at happyplacehemp.com. Let us recap a night of Brewers and a night of Bucks coming up on the Bart Winkler Show.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
TIAA is on a mission. Why? Because 54% of Black Americans don't have enough savings to retire. So in collaboration with big name artists like Wyclef Jean, TIAA released Paper Right, new music inspiring a new financial future. With 100% of streaming sales going to a nonprofit that teaches students how to invest. Stream Paper Right now and help close the gap.
An eventful night in Wisconsin sports. The Bucks have officially won. And as we're recording after the Bucks game, we're going to watch the end of the Brewer game a little bit together. How fun is that? You'll be able to, when you're listening to this on a podcast, you'll be able to listen to not just what happened in the Brewers game, but what happens as it's happening. Oh, this is some riveting, riveting stuff. I hope you do enjoy it. Tim Shea's with us for the next little bit here. Tim, your head looks as salvacious as Omaha Steaks.
Ooh.
OmahaSteaks.com. Use the promo code BART for 25. Nope, I'm wrong again. $30 off your meals and whatever. Promo code BART. Bucks won. Let me just talk about that real quickly as we're watching the Brewers here. And the Brewers are probably going to dominate the next little bit of time, I would think, just because of what's happening in that game. But the Bucks won 140 to 128. A lot of guys out tonight. Javon Carter, I guess, has something wrong with his foot. That's not good. Middleton, it's the front end of a back-to-back, so he's not playing. And Pat Connaughton got hurt as the game was going on. Remember, Grayson Allen is already hurt. So I don't know. Pat did start, took one shot, didn't make it, and played just 6 minutes. So I don't know what the diagnosis is going to be on Pat. But injuries now creeping up on the Bucks, and that's not something you want. They are very deep, but injuries are happening. Giannis with an incredible chase down block. It might put him back in the MVP conversation after everyone's decided it's a two-horse race between Jokic and Embiid. And then also there was at one point, check out this lineup, Tim, Goran Dragic, Marjan Beauchamp, Jay Crowder, Bobby Portis, and Giannis Antetokounmpo. That was a lineup at one point. So Bucks win 140 to 128, ever closer to that number one seed. Giannis, remember last time they played the Wizards, he tried to get a triple-double by missing his own shot. He did one get one tonight. There was a iffy assist, but I think they gave it to him 28, 11, and 10. So the Bucks won. Meanwhile, in the Brewer game, Max Scherzer on the hill for the Mets, Wade Miley on the hill for the Brewers. Wade Miley, they don't need a pitch clock with Wade Miley. He was throwing it before it got even to single digits. Miley finishes the game, six innings, did give up five hits. None of them scored, didn't walk anybody, and struck out three. So for a 36-year-old back end of the bullpen or rotation guy, you could do a lot worse than Wade Miley. The big part of this game was the sixth inning. And again, it's going on. It's about, what are we in, the seventh right now? We're
in the bottom of the seventh.
Rowdy Tellez finally homers. Right after that, Brian Anderson homers, and then Garrett Mitchell homers. They go back to back to back. Tim, I know you lost your first bet at Pato on San Diego State. Brewers, World Series. Why are you not there yet?
I'm going to run down real quick and put my bet on them. Lord, bashing the ball today.
And this is off Max Scherzer, and they do have a new new helmet thing they wear. It's a cheese wedge, according to Brian Anderson. BA's been spending too much time outside of the state if he's calling it a cheese wedge.
Today's his last game for like 2 months, so.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, he's going back to the NBA.
So you got a good four-game stretch here?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we're happy when we can have him, but I do think Levering is also a great TV voice.
Mm-hmm.
So the Brewers are in good hands there, and then the guys that fill in on the radio side. So what do you think, buddy? This Brewers team, is they're flirting to score some more runs here in the seventh.
They're exciting to watch. I'll give them that. And they, I mean, I know we talked about it on opening day, but they changed some things up at the stadium. So far, so good. So far, so good.
Well, the point that we had on opening day was, it just looked like more of the same. So what we said was, and you have to still, I think you have a couple more weeks where you have to do this, where you have to say it's early. And it is. And that's why you have to say it. But the first game looked like a lot of the games from last year. So you're like, okay, is this going to be the norm? Are we really unable to hit? What's the deal here? The second game, they go a handful of innings without scoring again as well. And then they do punch some runs in late in game two. And since then, the Brewers have been bopping runs all over the place, beating the Cubs on Sunday 9-5, beating the Mets on Monday 10-0.
Boy, home run, Brian Anderson.
Another one. Really?
Yep, 3-run home run. It is 8-0.
I'm a little bit behind you. Well, I'm a lot bit behind you.
All right, you'll see it.
So Brian Anderson homered again.
Yep, and here comes the cheese wedge.
How good is this guy? Jeez, there it goes. I avoided drafting him in fantasy because I figured there'd be a platoon situation with Urias. Mm-hmm. And Urias gets hurt. Wow. This game is over.
Yep.
Third home run of the season, second tonight. So where's – it's early. Where's the weak spot on this?
Stop.
Oh, everyone's mad at you. Bally's is 30 seconds behind.
I know. Sorry. I won't do it anymore. I'll make those faces that, you know, you tweet out every once in a while.
Or be like Woj in the NBA draft. Be like, I have an inkling that Brian Anderson would like to hit another home run fairly soon.
I have an inkling that Garrett Mitchell might hit another home run soon too. We'll see. Let's see what happens here.
Are you kidding me? Mitchell homers next too.
Yep.
They go back to back again.
Yep.
Shut up.
I'm dead serious.
No, I'm behind you, so I got to see it with my own eyes.
Here comes the cheese wedge.
Mitchell does not homer. Tim, you better get that bet in before the odds get worse.
I know.
Holy smokes. Right into that little restaurant. That's not a homer 20 years ago.
Nope.
Unbelievable. Wow. Wow.
So there you go. Live update.
That is ridiculous.
Yeah, RIP Christian Yelich, ? Designated hitter?
What do you mean? He's back.
I know. Okay, sorry.
He had a single.
RIP Tyrone Taylor.
Oh, yeah, Tyrone Taylor's never playing again. All right, let me go through some of these comments. Talkbee says, finally going to the World Series. Feels so good. Let's see. Adam wants to know if the Bucks get a bunch of days off because of the playing games. Yeah, everyone does. Everyone 1-6 is going to get a bunch of time off. So next week, we won't have a lot of live shows because the Bucks won't be playing and the Brewers are out west. And look, I'll let the franchise handle the West game.
I mean, they are
best
like
game post game. I'm not doing that shit.
11 days like out west, not Colorado out west, like San Diego, Seattle, and Arizona.
I'll force myself to provide different content and not rely on those people joining our stream yards, including the ever gracious Matt in the Falls joining us. And he's in his car. And last time he was in his car, he froze. And it seems to be the same issue here. Everybody else on God's green can get internet and LTE in their car. Matt cannot. Are you there?
Can you hear me?
I hear you. I don't see you.
My browser has lost connection. I can't myself.
I hear you.
I'm going to do an interchange, so really
okay, I actually have two of you now.
It's possible I have two stream yards open. Yep.
All right. Do you hear me?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, what's up?
Well, I figured I was obligated to call in since I'm in my car, and Tim is not. I felt like somebody needed to be in
You know
their
what?
Car
That's right. I didn't realize Tim is in his apartment. Yep. Squatter's rights. Oh, and now we lost
him. He's gone.
Jesus. How does he not have the ability? You're only talking in your car. And welcome back home. It's good to know that.
Thank you. It's good to be home.
Try again.
Yeah, so I realized Tim was in his apartment. Things felt off. They felt weird and just the feng shui was off. So I was in my car. I said, hey, I'm going to call in. So here I am.
Hey, he'll be back on the road soon, right? You going to pick up that Brewers traffic?
Yeah, I need to get that Brewers crowd.
Yeah.
So don't worry. I will.
It's bottom of seventh. I'm not too worried about that. Brewers are doing phenomenally well. I'm eating crow left and right because I mean, it's early, but I thought they would be god awful, and they appear to be somewhat good, if not pretty good. So that's cool. I'm looking forward to a meaningful season, hopefully. Bucks are great. We got injury concerns. Giannis should be the MVP. I saw JJ Redick's thing that you retweeted. Might be a little too nerdy for the voters, the whole like personal winning percentage thing, but you never know. They might have some brains. I mean, things are going well overall. We got some good stuff going on in the Wisconsin area.
Before I let you go, your audio is a little off, so I mean it's fine, but I am going to let you go. There's people are mad at you again.
Me?
Yep.
For what?
For what?
In your last voicemail, you called women chicks.
Did you play it? I skipped around the last episode.
Yeah, I played it.
Towards the beginning or the end?
The beginning.
All right. I'll check it out. Sorry for the bad audio.
Yeah, you said chicks, and it's 2023. You can't say chicks.
Well, chicks. I like chicks. So
whatever happened to chicks dig the long ball? They can't do that anymore.
You can in my book, so.
2023.
Keep on chicking. Chick, chick.
All right, bud. Drive safe.
See you later. Yep. Adios.
Matt in the Falls joining us from his car. When you get to hit the roads?
Probably another 20 minutes or so. We're top eight, so.
Is it good to get there early as an Uber guys, or good to get there at the end?
No, once the game gets over. And who knows, maybe I won't even get anyone there. You know, I'll turn it on and maybe I'll get someone down here going up north or down south. Or we'll see, but I'll head towards the stadium.
You know, I haven't DoorDashed in a while, but I do check on the app quite a bit.
Yeah.
It's like slow.
Is it?
I think what happened was I've been talking so much about DoorDash and how much it was making me that a lot of people have signed up to DoorDash, and now there's just too many drivers.
Look at that.
I think that could be what happened. I talk about Happy Place Hemp, and so many people go to happyplacehemp.com. They type in the code BART, and they get 25% off. That's happyplacehemp.com.
I go there.
Yes, I also go there.
Well, no, I do. Like, I get the stuff, and it's pretty good.
Me too. That's why we talk about it, Tim.
Oh my God. Okay. I'm not going to win with you.
My buddy texts me. He says, the cheesehead is so stupid that it somehow works. I like the cheesehead. What were they doing last year? The Flavor Flav thing or something?
Was it the claw? It was the claw or the.
Why don't you ever say that again?
The hand. You know.
Oh, the Thanos.
The Thanos. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The Infinity Gauntlet, actually, Tim.
Yes, thank you.
414-799.
The bell.
And it broke.
Yep.
414-799-1250. What was the worst Brewers PR move of the last 5 years? I would say, as much as I hated the coupon thing, Claws Up was pretty atrocious.
Cowbells?
Oh, no way. That cowbell's awesome. You didn't like the cowbells?
I mean, they were all right.
What I said yesterday was one cowbell sounds awful. 30,000 of them sound good. And I say 30,000 because sell out my ass.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. 42,000. Come on.
That's why I went up to the 400 level. Because at Brewer games, we talked about this a little bit, but not only am I used to like being in the air-conditioned food zone that is the press box, I'm used to having some space.
Did you get any ice cream yesterday?
No.
It's okay.
No. Yo-Yo says, back to the Bucks, that Goran Dragic is our security blanket. He also wants to know what's the payroll difference between these two teams. Yeah, so baseball, I'm just thinking this from a sports talk angle here. If you're the Mets, you're going to make the playoffs. You're going to be fine. But what a great topic of conversation it is when you go to Milwaukee, whose owner goes out of his way not to spend money, and they outscore you so far 19-0.
Yeah, I can't believe they haven't scored a run yet on us.
Yeah, as we go to the bottom
of the eighth.
Brewers up 9-0.
And you know what you haven't seen a lot of so far? Christian Yelich making the last out and then going to commercial?
It happened the other day.
I know. Okay, okay, but shh.
Q says the difference is $240 million between the Mets payroll and the Brewers, which the difference being bigger than the Brewers' payroll itself.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Jerry says, do you have any play-by-play chops? Absolutely, I do. Did no one hear me call Kettle Moraine and whatever? Sun Prairie, Division 2, Level 2. Did no one hear that? Did I ever tell you that Eric's here from Miller Park Minute?
What's up?
Did I ever tell you guys, I think I did, the story of when I tried out for ESPN's dream job?
I don't think so.
I tried out in the Twin Cities at the Mall of America, and the first thing they do was they had us take a test on sports knowledge. Somehow I passed that. Then they had us all get in a circle, and they put one cracker in the middle. No, that was afterwards. They put us all in a circle, and they just – someone in the middle would point to you, and they do – they do a home run call, and they just look around, and they point, and you have to do a home run call. And they looked at me, and I pointed, and I go, Wainwright delivers Manny Ramirez, smokes it, and no fans getting that one, as if the ball left the ballpark.
That is fantastic, I think.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. What's up? What are you thinking? 19 runs so far against the Mets to their zero.
Maybe this team is built for this. This pace. I just said to my buddy, this is what the doctor ordered for the Milwaukee Brewers, a faster-paced game, and this youth who's already played in this faster-paced game. And BA calling BA home runs. I mean, it doesn't get much better than that.
Now, with the volume on in the background, I do believe I am violating because I do not have the express written consent of Major League Baseball.
I got you.
I don't want to
and Christian Yelich can't hit. That's okay though.
Well, Rowdy got his hit. That was good tonight. Yeah, Yelich is gonna end up being the worst. So here's a question I jokingly asked Tim. But maybe it wasn't. Where's the weakness? Where's the weakness?
Christian.
Maybe the front end of the bullpen.
Maybe.
Right. If we have a clunker start, who's coming in? That Bryce Wilson guy looked good yesterday.
Yeah.
Got the save. 3 innings.
Right. It's crazy. We held them scoreless. We're going to hold them scoreless in 2 games. This is Steve Cohen's Mets that spent $300+ million this offseason and has a new form of luxury tax.
I wouldn't get too cocky. I mean, the Mets are still going to win 10 more games than we are.
Oh, I know, but they're not doing good right now. So it's fun. It's fun to rag on them.
Yeah, I would agree. People wanted to know what Matt was up to. Matt in the Falls was driving around. Jake was wondering if he's moving the bodies around.
He's probably in the bathtub, isn't he?
No, he joined us from his car.
Oh.
Yeah. Q says, RIP Thanos. Wow. You would. He also mentions 19 points, 20 rebounds for Bobby.
So I listened to the show earlier today. I have to make a comment on the you can't see me taunt thing.
Yeah.
I'm all for it.
Well, Caitlin Clark came out today and said she has no problem with it. So that kills that story.
Right. They're making a story out of nothing.
I just want to see them play again. I actually do. I'm more intrigued to see if Iowa and LSU play next year than any men's game that they could put out on the schedule.
How about the Bucks, huh? Is that what you were actually talking about? Were you talking about the Bucks, or have you been talking about the Brewers? Because when I came in, you were talking Brewers.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about the Bucks. They won. Okay, they're closer to the one seed. But as I jumped on, we jumped on in the seventh inning, and the Brewers went back-to-back again. And Tim's like 45 seconds ahead of me because he's got like the feed to Bally Sports that goes right into the truck.
I park right next to the truck.
All those years working for him, they hooked him up with a direct connection to his house.
I think so. What are you watching on? Spectrum?
Well, yeah, but the funny thing is I'm like streaming because I got rid of the cable, but I kept my Apple TV. So I can still watch it on there. So I just guess I'm faster.
Because, you know, I watch on stream sometimes. And, well, first of all, when the Bucks and Brewers are on, like, every time they're on at the same time, I'm always watching the wrong one. Yeah. I'll watch the Bucks for a little bit. I'll miss a home run. Yeah. I'll watch the Brewers for a little bit. I'll miss a great Giannis chase down block. So that pisses me off. But DirecTV, which I have been a loyal customer of for many years, is slower than Fox Sports Stream, ESPN Plus, Bally's. It's brutal.
You saw DirecTV?
Goddamn right I do. I got free MLB extra innings this week.
Woo!
Let's see. Dawson wants to know if you're hungover still, Tim.
I might have woken up with a little headache this morning, but all is well. Opening day got me.
All right, Eric, you doing a show tonight?
Yeah, I'll be on in the next, I don't know, probably half hour. Not even. It's about
all right, here. Check him out, Miller Park Minute. I'm going to bid you adieu.
Peace.
Miller Park Minute. Check out the YouTube. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, have a good one.
You too, Eric. Who may or may not have been the one peeing in the ballpark yesterday. Cone Roller.
Oh, the bag.
What's up, guys?
What's up, Cone? Badgers did not win the NIT. I believe there was a rumor that if they did, Cone would take the bag off, but they didn't. Hey, speaking of, Tyler Wahl?
I'm not happy about him coming back, honestly.
He says we've got unfinished business.
They got to win that NIT championship next year.
Unfinished business.
Not happy about it because Gus Bus is coming in next year. I've said it all year that he is the lottery ticket that this Badger program holds. You don't know what you got, but you got to scratch it off. You got to play him big minutes as a freshman. And now with Tyler Wahl coming back, you kind of create this weird cog of, you know, Tyler Wahl, Stephen Crowell, who's still going to be starting, and Gus Bus probably coming off the bench.
Wow, what an amazing, shocking turn of events for the Wisconsin Badgers program. Well, what else is up, Cone?
I'm loving this Brewers team so far. They're fun.
Yeah, are we gonna get like too weird about it? Like, are we gonna get sucked in?
I'm already sucked in.
You get to go see them next week, Cone.
Yep, I will be at Chase Field Monday and Wednesday, I believe, to see the Brewers against the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Would you be interested in hosting a post game on the Bart Winkler stream?
Maybe.
I'm not staying up that late.
Although,
West Coast games, with how fast these games are going, shit, this game might be under 2 hours, dude.
What time is it right now?
When is this? Oh, 6:40 it started?
6:40.
All right. 2:08 right now.
Jeez. I got a question for you guys. How long of a leash do we give Christian Yelich this year?
Oh, he just rolled into a double play. You'll see it in 30 seconds.
God damn it, Tim. I think, honestly, how about this? Try this one on for size. The more everybody else does, like the better everyone else does, the longer the leash he gets because they don't need him.
Yeah, but if you got these young guys coming up and producing, how long can you keep Sal Frelick in the minors when he's the only one out of this class that's still there, and Christian Yelich hit the ball out of the.
How about this? Pull up your pants one leg at a time for this one. What if Christian Yelich actually, if he doesn't improve, will that ruin clubhouse chemistry? Because the young guys will be like, hey, I'm up here on 5 years team control. This asshole's making $28 million. Like, we're the ones producing, and you suck.
Yeah.
Will it ruin clubhouse chemistry?
This team, that's the only thing that's going to kill this team is their mindset. Because as we've seen last year, they're weak, mentally weak. Devin Williams, first he punches a wall. Second, he can't get over his best friend Josh Hader getting traded. Oh, poor Devin. Hope he's okay. So, I don't know. This team is mentally weak to begin with. I was hoping that the Corbin Burns shit from the offseason doesn't hurt him this year, like mentally, but it doesn't look like that way so far. Brian Anderson's going to keep carrying this team. I mean, you move him up in the lineup tomorrow.
Jay Freely wants to comment on you, Cone, and he says, paper bag boy must be ugly as hell. I would argue that paper bag boy, if Cone ever revealed his face, I would argue it's likely he's better looking than the other two guys on this screen. Do it. At least pucker your lips a little bit. Give us an eyeball. There. Oh. Wow, showing
someone's
some
watching. Yeah, just so you know, the Boston Celtics are up 2 on the Philadelphia 76ers with 8 minutes to go.
I mean, can you believe this route tonight? It's as if the opposing team had no chance. I'm talking, of course, about Janet Protasiewicz.
Oh, is she winning?
She won. She beat your boy Dan Kelly.
That's because all the spending for these elections is through the roof this year. Dems are flooding the state with their pockets.
Here we go.
Yeah. every dollar, they only take money that's been in Soros's hands here in this state. How come, would you still be a Brewer fan? This is a question for all my Republican friends out there, whoever you may be. And again, this is not a political show. And if we ever bring up politics, it's all in fun, right? I'm not going to tell. Sarah Ann Rhodes is bitching at me again today that I'm going to go on CBS Sports Radio and tell people to get vaccinated, that douche, because it's a guy. If George Soros bought the Brewers, would Republicans still root for the team? Think of how much money we'd have.
You asked only Republicans to answer the question, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tim, you first.
No, screw you.
Bailey says hashtag Carrie Lake in 6.
No, oh, jeez.
No, I'm Carrie Lake. She's abandoning the state of Arizona. She's going on a tour in Iowa. Carrie, you're trying to overturn the election results here. What are you doing in Iowa, honey?
It's a waste of dollars.
Yeah.
What are you doing in Iowa, honey?
Tim, you want to get credentialed for the show when DeSantis comes to Wausau?
Yes.
That'd be good.
Oh, that would be fantastic. I am here with Mr. Ron DeSantis.
Byron wants to know, or Brian, sorry, I always call him Byron. Brian wants to know, Bart, why don't you ask the Brewers for a credential as the proud member of CBS Sports Radio?
I probably could.
Yeah, I could get credentialed.
Yeah.
Barky could credential you, too.
We're really missing out on 1 minute clips of interviews with like Gus Varland and those guys.
Yeah, I should. I mean, what about my 30-second recaps from the game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
I always miss Chuck's, you know, those Sunday games he would always go to, looking uncomfortable as hell, sitting in the seat, weird ass angle, bitching about the Sunday lineup. That was when Freems was Freems.
I yelled up to Chuck yesterday in the press box.
Did he say hi?
Yeah, he gave me a wave, gave me a thumbs up, told me hi, told me to get back into my car.
What are some top? Oh wow, he loves the show.
Yes.
What are some top 5 Chuck things that you can think of? I'll piggyback off what you just said, Cone. Bitching about the Sunday lineup is a classic.
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell has to be in there.
Joel Embiid bitching.
Oh, that was my next one. Calling Joel Embiid a fat, lazy piece of shit.
Yeah. any ad read he does, he spends about 75% of it explaining how to get there.
Every what?
Every ad read he does, he spends about 75% of it explaining the directions on how to get there.
You just go down Pleasant Prairie Parkway. It used to be called Highway Q. Then there's a giant tree. They cut down a few branches, but you'll recognize it. Then you take it right there. Then you actually take a U-turn because I just want you to see the scenic route because there's a nice looking lady that lives in the house in that yellow house. give me two more. Top five chuckers. Oh, ex-wife. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Jerry says, blowing you off on appearing on your pod. Chuck won't even refer to me by name on Lockdown Brewers. He says my former coworker.
Wow. That is fantastic.
Yeah. How about that? The what's the word I'm looking for? I don't care.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Do you want to know the results of any other races?
No, I mean, that was the big one.
Mm.
So what is the bet for me to take off this bag? Is it just next Wisconsin championship of any kind?
It might be a long time.
Well, okay. So Cone Roller wears a bag on his head. And you protect your image. You are a real person, but in the world of the internet, you're Cone Roller. You have protected that.
Right.
So you would have to be willing. It would have to be. Well, my question is, how much does it matter to you that that's protected? Because that, I think, would change the level of what would have to happen. But then is it going to be something where it just happens and you do it? Or does someone else need to, like, for you to take off the bag, do I need to raise it up by taking off my shirt?
Oh my God. To
happen.
Bart. Tim, you take off that sweatshirt right now. I'll take off the bag.
No, I'm not taking off my sweatshirt.
I got to take off my sweatshirt.
Oh, look Lord. Nice,
that chest carpet.
Boy. This color of white. If this was a crayon, this color of white would be CRT.
Oh, my God. We need Tony in here get now.
Bart, get that shit out of our schools.
Q thinks I'm lathered in sunblock. Yeah, it looks like it.
So, honestly, have your expectations changed for the Brewers? Because going into the year, I said like 85 to 89 wins. I know it's still early, but what do you guys think?
I don't know if the wins, like, I don't know about the wins yet, but I do think the thing I've been saying about this window, like, because so they I don't think the timing was working out right for them. They have the pitching and they have Willy Adames and they're all going to leave. Okay. They're not going to be able to be afforded here. And so it's like, oh, by the time that they're gone, then these young bats will come up. Oh, what a shame. But if these bats are what we're seeing, well, all of a sudden you have a team that can contend and compete. And so then I think the decision needs to be made. Go with it. And this is the big thing I've been saying, and I'll continue to say it, and I'll continue to echo myself. Even though I only do 5 hours a week, I say the same three things every week. I understand that. But I don't need to get anything for Willy Adames if he's not going to sign here. I don't need to get anything for Brandon Woodruff. I don't need to get anything for Corbin. What am I going to get for Corbin? I'm going to get 2 years out of Corbin.
Right.
So if they're pitching well and the hitters come up and are performing, all of a sudden a new like window of opportunity has emerged that you could actually do something. And these young guys might be dumb enough, you know, and young enough to not understand, you know, they always say that to not understand the stakes. But then if you're also, you kind of have like three camps of Brewers here. You've got the guys that have been here. You've got the new random, hey, where's Brett Anderson playing again? Oh, it's Milwaukee. You've got those guys. And then you've got the young guy. Did I say Brett again?
Keep calling him Brett Anderson.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Is that that's the old pitcher that was kind of your nemesis, right?
Yep.
Yeah, he tweeted at me once that I look like his semi-dysfunctional cousin.
Yeah, I tweeted at him too, and he said, I asked him, like, is like it's sad his career is over, and then he responded, my career's not over, dipshit. But he hasn't pitched a major league game. Nope. I think it is.
Could you go tweet him back tonight, maybe?
Dipshit. Yeah. He called you a dipshit.
I think I'm blocked, though.
Oh, you're blocked?
Yeah. Like, half the people on Twitter blocked me for some reason.
Oh, speaking of Chuck, you know where I had lunch today?
Where?
U Club.
Perkins.
Oakland Euros.
Oh, ooh. Nice.
Yeah, went to Oakland Euros.
This is a good time for me to exit.
Did they give you enough meat in the sandwich?
They gave me too much meat. I'm saving some for tomorrow.
Well, there you go. See, those are people that didn't get lazy during the pandemic and still, you know, appreciate their customers. And...
Oh, absolutely. And the speed of which I was delivered the meats. I mean, wonderful. Tim?
I'm going to let you go. Brewer game is over. It's a final. And the results are good.
Making the switch?
Oh, the switch. The switch is right here.
Well, then why are you leaving?
Well, I have to go drive.
Wow, yeah, really interesting. Brewer game ends. All of a sudden, Tim wants to go to his car.
Do I need the Tim logo back?
So you can go listen to Tim Allen.
I'm going to have you on. Don't worry.
Well, I might wrap up soon.
Oh.
Oh, I want to go listen to Tim, too. Well, I love Tim. You know, there's a lot of good programming on the game. It happens to be like everything we gave them.
Mm-hmm.
like the college basketball show.
Faith in the Zone.
Billy.
Yep.
Although I do like Trey Crosby's show, the T's and Q's. I like them. I like them.
Drive Time show is not bad.
Oh, yeah. I like to rock the docks and shake the lakes or whatever the fuck.
Rock the docks.
All right. Election postgame show. Someone Q says, yeah, if you want to talk school board referendum, I voted for the school board referendum. I always do. I always vote for referendum.
Good.
Money. I think money should go back to the schools.
Yep. Agreed.
Now I'm going to leave. Is that okay? Boss.
I also voted for my second cousin to be on the village board.
Now, were they the best candidate?
I don't know. I'm just looking to get someone in on the inside to give me some favors.
There you go. Get the chairs back.
Yeah. He'd just be a lowly village employee, not the mighty city of Milwaukee.
Don't you think some of those, like...
Bye, Tim.
Goodbye. Goodbye, clone.
Waste of money. What do they really do?
Do I think villages are a waste of money?
Well, like, you know, city, like small, like Brookfield, for example, their government, like what do they do? Except put up chain restaurants all over the place.
Yeah. Come to Brookfield for our local cuisine, like Olive Garden.
Yeah.
And hey, Wahlburgers.
Terrible burgers, honestly, and way overpriced.
Well, the one in the third ward closed.
Good.
I couldn't hack it.
I think
the smaller the town Q, not Q, I'm looking at Q's thing, Cone. The smaller the town, the smaller the town, the like more fucked up the government is. Because there's no like real problems. And they're just like, they have all out drag out wars about if the parking, no parking sign should be 3 feet high or 5 feet high.
I could see you getting involved in like some Shorewood government position.
Oh, I would love to. My wife has told me she's been very supportive in my whole career. She's never said no. She's never gotten in my way. In fact, the opposite. She's been a tremendous help, and I couldn't do any of this without her. She said she'll never be a politician's wife.
Mm. That's fair.
Yeah.
That's a good place to put your foot down.
Yeah, I think so too. Also, she probably knows I would not get elected and would just make an ass of myself on the trail.
I don't know, Bart. You know, the woke politics.
I'd be like, you know how bad I want you to vote for me? This bad.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Would you call fraud if you lost?
Oh, God. Yes.
good.
Absolutely. You know why? Because I won't lose. And the only way I will lose is if the machines are all crooked.
So, you know, you and Kerry Lake might not agree on much, but you guys agree on that. She's never lost.
I think we agree that those who get the most votes should win.
Doesn't matter how you get them.
Should I try to do a Kerry Lake screen?
You just got to, like, turn your whatever setting makes your face look super, like, soft and airbrushed, and then blur the background.
Why does she do that?
I don't know, because she used to be, like, a reporter in Arizona, and she's crazy. I can't stand her, but I think she's entertaining as hell.
Well, now I just flat out disappeared.
So where are you? What's the background?
This is my grandpa's old basement.
That's kind of a nice basement. I like it.
Yeah, here we go. Oh, I thought I'd be a little softer. There. Yeah, I changed my background. Here, I'll give you another one. And if you're not on YouTube, who cares? But this is the other side of the basement.
Just missing the stripper pole there.
So do you see these stairs right here?
Yeah.
Yeah. When I was 1 year old, I was in one of those baby walkers, and I fell down every single stair, bumping my head on each stair along the way.
Oh, I'm sure it didn't have any impact on you.
My uncle got up, ran over, and caught me before I smashed right on that floor.
Wow.
So some damage, as you can all assume, was done. Oh, shit.
So, but,
yeah. What?
Now you are a parent of a dad, or a son, sorry. Not a girl dad. But
yeah, my dad, me and my brothers, my dad is not a girl dad. Four tries and was not a girl dad. It wasn't meant to be.
Yeah. So do you think that parental instinct when, like, a kid's about to fall and, like, you know, you hear stories of people being able to lift up minivans and just have that, like, instinct to save your kid. Have you, like, do you think that's true? Have you experienced anything like that since having your son?
Oh, I do. Like, if he'll fall, there is a reflex. Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
But it doesn't apply to other kids.
Well, fuck them. They're not your kids.
So I was sledding with my kid and his buddy. And a sled came, and my buddy, or his buddy's dad, was there at the top of the hill. And I was with the two kids down at the bottom, and a sledder took out his son. And I was standing right there, and I just, like, froze and watched it all happen.
Hey, not your responsibility.
That's what I was thinking.
Although I think it does take a village, you know.
Absolutely. I think
we lost that a little bit as a society.
Absolutely. Someday when you're a hashtag girl dad, you'll know. You'll know the feeling.
Facts.
You know what it's like. You know what it's like.
Yeah.
Well, but I think, what was the score of this Boston game everyone's been talking about? Oh, that's still going on?
I got to go make some dinner, so I'm going to let you go. But love tuning in as always, Bart. Take care.
Well, see you, Cone. Thanks, buddy.
Peace.
That's Cone Roller. Bart, are we getting on-location live Bucks post-game shows in the playoffs? I do hope so. I got to work some of that out. And I do hope so. So I was going to try to buy some of the equipment that I would need this week. But as you guys know, I've been on CBS Sports Radio. And those are two-hour shifts. And they take up a lot of my day. I mean, I've gone from working no hours a day to two. So I do need to adjust a little bit. So there's been a lot of downtime for me. Speaking of, Joe says he heard me live in Des Moines today. Yes, I'm on a station in Des Moines. I also know that because Mike Wickett gave me a shout-out the other day as he was listening. Tony in Texas tweets in, says, I like Wahlburgers. That, I think, tracks. Toby says, tell Grandpa Shay I say hi. That also, I think, tracks a little bit. So the Sixers are up 7. I'm going to dip out at that point. That would be real good for the Bucks. I believe their magic number would go down to 1, but the Bucks should pretty much coast this thing to begin with. One thing I guess I could bring up as we watch the Celtics just hit a 3 now. One thing I could bring up is what the first round matchup might look like for the Milwaukee Bucks. what could we be looking at? The top five seeds have already clinched. The Nets will likely get the six. There's a chance the Heat can still get that. And then, so what you would be playing is 7 and 8 would play. Right now, that's Miami and Toronto. The loser would play the winner of 9-10, and that would be Hawks or the Bulls. Of those, I mean, the Raptors, that might bring back some PTSD, and they might have a game like that they take early, and then we'd all freak out about it. I'd actually probably not. Of those teams, maybe I'd want to see the Raptors the least. But they're all, I mean, I'm not taking any of them seriously. The Heat are no good. The Hawks are brutal. The Bulls stink too. I just don't like when we play Chicago. I don't like what kind of discourse things happen when the Bucks play the Bulls, especially in the playoffs. Sixers up six now. They'll probably win that game. And if they don't, you'll find out after this. Bar Winkler Show, we're going to have later in the week. I'm probably going to the game on Wednesday, so I probably won't jump on live for that one, but we'll come on for Bucks Bulls on Thursday night for a little bit. So still lots to do, lots to talk about. Masters coming up this weekend. Maybe I'll try to get Horvat on and do some picks. We'll see what's up from there. But for everybody watching along tonight, along with the Bucks, big winners, along with the Brewers, big winners, I'm Bart Winkler. I love each and every one of you. Whatever you want to do. You want to screenshot me without my shirt on? You want to use it, you know, on a slow night if you need to spice things up in the bedroom? I'm just happy to help in whatever way I can. We'll talk to you tomorrow.